What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Brooks.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast.
Do you know for sure?
Do you?
I'm pretty sure I know for sure, but this podcast is going to help us know.
What's up, you guys? It's your girl, B. Simone.
And I'm making Ashley, my bad, y'all. I was trying to work.
She working.
But we back.
KFS family, thank you guys for coming back, tuning into part two with the gang.
With the girls.
The family, enjoy this part two. It's going to get juicy. We love you guys. Oof, and thank you for tuning into this conversation. But that morning, before we had the revelation on the bed that night in L.A., Megan had like broke down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Megan is not, I've never really seen Megan.
You called one time. You remember that one time I FaceTimed you? I was in Ohio. That was probably the first time I like called you and I was like crying.
Wow.
You remember that? It was a while ago. It was before I moved. That was the first time I called you.
What happened?
It was after your birthday during the pandemic. Do you remember what I'm talking about? I don't want to say it, but do you remember
when I said something to you?
No, I got back home.
Got it.
Wait. No. I'm thinking of something else.
You got it.
Like, no, when I said you're not talking about cancellation.
No. I had called you. So remember, I drove to Atlanta for your birthday.
Got it.
During the pandemic.
Got it.
And I drove back home.
Yes.
And when I got home,
yes,
and I called you.
Yes. Okay.
And that was the first time.
When we had my birthday in my apartment.
Yeah. Yes. That was probably the first time you ever saw me.
Okay.
Great. But this was different too.
Okay.
In LA, I was trying, and I came into the room that morning with you first. I walked upstairs, came in the room with you, and I was like.
And we talked.
We talked, and I'm like, I don't know what I feel.
That was a good talk too.
Yeah.
That was a good talk.
I was like, I don't know what I feel, but.
Yeah.
Something.
That was before?
Before I came in there, and I kind of shook it off, and I was like, all right, you know, and I get in the bathroom with you, and I'm like. Talking to you and whatever, and I just was like, I'm trying.
And she stopped. And I've seen Megan cry, but I've never seen you, and you didn't do it this day either. Huff, like, when I cry, sometimes I, like, I cry.
Yeah.
I, like, weep.
Yeah.
I've never seen Megan do that.
Yeah.
Ever. Weep. Ever. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever seen her, like.
Break.
If she cries, she's definitely crying, but she's wiping.
Yeah.
She's letting it out.
Normally.
She's talking. Yeah. I've never seen her weep, but she did not weep in LA, but she put her hand over her face and exhaled and made a sound.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cry.
Wow.
That is the most little bit I have seen of her, like, let it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let it out. Cry.
Yeah.
I just rubbed her back and she just cried. She's like, I'm trying. That's all she kept saying was, I'm trying. I'm like, I know. I see it.
Yeah.
I see it. God sees it. Mm-hmm. I see it. Yeah. I know you're doing it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're not trying. You're doing.
You're doing.
Every day you're doing it.
Yeah.
You're not trying.
Yeah.
Fuck trying. You're doing it. Every day you wake up and choose, you're doing it.
You only know how to be.
I love. Of course, I don't want to see my best friend in pain, but I love seeing her like that.
Yeah.
I love it when she just get up off me.
Yeah. Just release.
Yes.
Just be.
When you cry, it does something. I'm like, I'm like,
healing.
Ooh, she's healing.
Yes.
This is it. This is the breakthrough. It's coming. It's coming. It's like, ooh, come on.
Healing.
Yes.
Cry. Go.
I needed that.
Let's go.
I needed that.
Yeah. You know?
I needed that.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah.
I needed that.
Yeah.
I needed.
It's crazy how God do this because
oh my God.
I walked in. I came.
You
came
did.
In. I was like happy. Walking happy.
You what you right doing?
I was like this.
Literally prancing,
like,
y'all.
Yeah, like
she
walking
comes in the bathroom. I'm
happy.
Rubbing Megan's back. Megan's head is down. We're talking and Ashley is dancing in the bathroom.
I was going to do something else, but God was like, no, go to the bathroom real quick. Had my camera and everything. Mm-hmm. He was like, no,
she
go to the bathroom.
With her camera.
To film them like. Do something. And then because you tiptoed out, you was like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I was like, It was like, press record, put it down, walk away.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. She just set
but
the camera
it's
down.
But it's amazing how God really is like, no, I needed to capture that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. We didn't hear, I did not hear you at all.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
Mm-hmm.
It was so quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But God was like, no, 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 I need you to capture that. Go in there real quick.
Dancing. You didn't know what was going on. Oh, hold on. Okay, they're serious. She dropped the camera, walked out. Yeah.
Because y'all need that for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Because that was a moment that
God said, I'll explain it later.
I'll explain it later.
Record that.
Yeah, he said they need that.
Don't forget that.
They need that.
I'll explain it later.
Just like when we had the revelation in LA, we sat in that bed for 2 hours and cried. I said, we have to write tonight. We cannot forget this feeling. We cannot forget this. This is why we're doing what we're doing. Write, record it.
Remember this feeling. But think about why. Think about how powerful just that is in what we're doing now. This is forever.
Forever.
This is forever. We said it. It's out.
It's out.
It's there.
It's out.
It is.
Seeds planting.
It is. And it will live forever.
No matter what.
There is somebody 5 years from now watching this.
Yes.
And will be changed forever. There's somebody 3 months from now who's never heard a no for sure. Who will be changed forever.
Forever.
This will live forever.
Forever.
That is
forever healing.
Write it. Record it.
Record it.
Write it. You said we would be having conversations. We've been having conversations for years. She would say, we have to record this. People need to hear this. You think that was her saying that?
No. No.
What?
That was God.
Crazy. You think that was her saying that?
It's been him the whole time.
The whole time.
B was canceled. All of 2020 didn't want to get on a camera.
What?
And she has a desire to get on a mic
and talk.
Are you crazy?
And talk?
That was nothing but
God. She had a desire.
Nothing but
God. No, you don't understand. I didn't want to do the podcast. She wanted to do the... That desire...
After being in a shell for a year.
After being in a shell for over a year. What are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
All it is
God,
obedience,
bro.
Obedience.
That just shows God.
Obedience.
He's like, yeah, I want to use the person that you think that
least.
Don't want to
the least likely.
Yeah, she just got canceled. What you?
Whoop. You talk.
She just got canceled. Yeah, I want. She's gonna be the one who wants to do it.
Her.
All that hurt. Yeah, she's gonna be the one.
It's her.
I built a resilience in her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I built her for this.
Wow. Yeah.
I built her for this.
Yeah. She was made for this.
Yeah.
She was just bench pressing.
That was
just one of her sets.
Light work. Ooh,
light work.
I needed her to feel that.
That was one of her sets.
Because what they about to cause up a ruckus?
Yeah.
How mad they about to make the enemy?
I need to build your resilience.
I need to build that.
Yeah.
I need to build it.
How mad they about to make the enemy?
How mad they about to cause up a ruckus? I need them to feel that.
I need them
That's
to
crazy.
Feel yeah. that.
That's crazy, y'all.
It was all necessary. I had to go through that. We had to go through that.
That was necessary.
Yeah.
That was, when I tell you necessary, and let me tell you, for anybody who's watching, whatever you're going through, I know it feels like the worst thing ever. I know it feels like you're never going to get out of that. I know it feels dark.
It's so necessary.
I know it feels lonely. I know you feel nobody understands. I know you feel like you won't heal. This is something you're going to have to carry forever.
You feel like it's forever.
You feel like it's forever. It won't change. I know. Oh, my God. I know. When I say I know the feeling, I know it. I see it. I feel that. I know. When I tell you, when he reveals to you, and brings you out of that, and he reveals it is worth it. You are going to look back on this moment and say, thank you, God.
It's crazy.
Thank you, God, you allowed me to go through that.
Yep.
Thank you, God, you saw me fit and worthy enough to go through that. Thank you, God, that you chose me to go through. You trusted me with that pain. Thank you, God, because where I am now, I thank him.
Yeah.
I thank him. I thank him for what I went through.
Yeah.
I thank him for what I went through.
Thank God.
I thank him for what I went through. I thank him for that.
Jesus.
I thank you for that.
Yeah.
I thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God,
that you trusted me with that.
Yep.
I needed that.
Yep.
I would have never been here if it wasn't for that. Thank God you trusted me with an autistic child who can't speak.
Yeah.
To give me my language.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God he trusted you.
Yeah.
Thank God, bro.
Thank God.
Thank God we went through what we went through.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Thank God.
I'm so proud of us. That's being obedient. This is only working because we're listening to him.
That's a fact.
That's the only reason. You have to listen to him. There's so much things that we didn't want to do that got us to this point.
Ooh.
And we did it.
Y'all, we did it.
I do not like editing whatsoever.
Right.
Okay?
That is just and I do that main job every single right day. Editing.
I do it every single day.
Editing. Wow. Editing.
It's just the obedience. So, like
when you don't want to do it, you have to do it. You have to do the work.
Saved my life.
You have to do the work.
Why would I not be obedient to you?
You have to do the work.
Why would I not?
Why would I not be obedient to you? I remember how remember how crazy I got.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. Crazy. Mm-hmm. I know that. That's what I'm saying. I know, bro.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I know.
I stared at myself in the mirror.
Yep.
Hours.
Crazy.
I could go down the black hole for hours.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. You still say
that? Pulled you out of it.
Come on.
Why would I not?
Why would I not?
Yeah.
Why would I not?
Yeah.
And the thing about it is because I know the alternative. I know what the opposite of not serving him is.
Yeah.
I can never.
I don't want that.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I could never go back to that. Yeah. I remember.
Knowing your life without him.
I know what. I know life without him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, without that relationship, bro. It's crazy. You see everything so different. It's so different.
And it's crazy.
You feel him
in
everything.
It's crazy that people, we all know a life without God in a sense, right? Like we all have those experiences and those seasons of our life where we're not tapped in and we're not being obedient and all, right? And there are people that are watching that have never even given
the opportunity.
Right? So, and you still don't, and because of that, you really don't know what you're currently living in. Because you've never experienced living with him.
With him.
So you don't even really know what you're currently.
Yeah.
Because
you don't know the opposite.
Because you don't know the opposite.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And once you know the opposite.
Yeah, then you got something to compare.
When, now,
oh my God.
I cannot. You don't even, I didn't even know what I was living in sometimes.
I didn't even know that exists. Yeah.
Exposure.
I didn't even know
how bad it was.
I didn't know how much at risk I put myself
how
in.
How bad it was.
I was at risk. I put myself at risk.
How bad it was.
He saved me.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
He saved
That's
me.
It. That's
Why
it.
Why would I not?
You have to give God an opportunity to come in.
Yeah, invite.
You have to
invite.
Give, they're there every invite single day.
And I'm not saying it's going to look like this.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's going to look like that.
No, for sure.
I'm not saying it's going to look like that or that. What I'm saying is give him the opportunity. Just try it.
He just waiting on you. He just wants you to make the choice. God, I allow you into my heart.
I accept you.
Even if it's like, God, I really don't know.
I don't know
what I'm doing. I don't know who I'm really praying to. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm trying it.
I'm here.
But after watching this podcast,
that's all he needs.
That's a heart posture, bro.
For sure. That's all he needs.
That's all he needs.
That's it.
That's a heart posture. I just want that heart posture. Just give me that.
Just give me that.
Yeah.
Give me. Just give me that.
Yep.
You don't know. Yeah.
Just give me that.
Just give me that.
Give me a chance.
Lord.
That's it.
Lord.
And what do I say? Proof of concept.
Proof of concept.
We've all done it individually, and look at what has produced out of this. We've been in rooms, guys, that we shouldn't.
My God,
on the surface level, shouldn't be in.
Yeah,
we got people talking to us.
Yeah, and not only are we in it, but we're actually in it. Like people are like,
it's crazy.
Wow.
What's up?
Come laugh. We need a link.
What y'all laughing at?
Yeah. Right. What's so funny?
What's so giggly? What you giggling about?
Yeah. Oh, thank you, God.
People see, they like, see when it. They see
the
light.
But let me tell y'all, when y'all see us, it's God.
It's God. That's what you see. You love the God in me because if God was not in me, you would not like me.
You would not like me.
You would not like me at all.
You would hate me. You hate me.
You would not like me
if
at all.
If God was not in me, you would not fuck with me.
You are attracted to God.
You would not fuck with me.
Because sometimes I don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
Right. There have been seasons in my life where I'm like, yo, if you was outside of you, I would not fuck with you.
Yeah. What?
We wouldn't be friends.
We would not be friends.
Do you think anybody wants to be friends with you?
Woo.
Do you think somebody...
Why are you walking around mad?
What? You mad
have
for?
You seen you?
What?
That man's crazy.
And that's why he puts people what? In your life to reflect, to mm-hmm. hold up a mirror Ooh. To you. Do you. I love you enough to be like, Boom. You see Look. This?
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, smiling at
Yeah. Like, you see that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I also able to hold yeah. up a mirror and say, yo, look at you.
Ooh.
You killing that shit.
Ooh.
Look
yeah,
at that.
Let's go.
Both. Look at you trying.
The duality.
Look at you.
The yes. duality.
He put people in your life to do that to you?
To do that.
To what?
That's wild.
Beautiful.
Jesus died on Calvary to save a wretch like you and
was
me.
That?
That's love. Mm.
Ooh, it's like, welcome to the Christian
late night jam.
But we're not, y'all, but we're not like typical Christians.
No, we love nah. God.
We love God.
I love God. God. I love God.
I love God. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Because I love him.
Bro, we could talk about this. Let's talk about yesterday, though. Just like how we
yesterday
our experience yesterday.
What happened yesterday?
It First was Betty. Of all, it was Betty, Mabel May,
everybody
Bethel,
say their name.
And Suge. I'm Betty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm Bethel.
I'm Bethel.
You're
no,
Betty.
I'm you're Betty.
You're
I'm
Betty.
Bethel.
You're Betty.
You're Betty.
You can't. You can be Bethel. Up.
But yeah, wait, you can.
She you want to be Bethel if you wanted to.
But y'all like, don't name switch now.
Right. Yeah. You're Betty.
Okay.
You're Betty.
I get confused.
I'm Bethel. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Betty Bethel, Suge.
Suge.
Mabel May.
And Mabel May.
Okay, you guys, before we continue with this episode, have you ever been on a hunt for a new doctor and you literally ask everyone for their recommendation? Listen, when I moved to Georgia with the kids, I needed to find a new doctor for them. I would ask everyone, so I totally know what this feels like. You ask everybody who you know for a doctor that listens to you, that knows your needs, that makes you feel comfortable. And after weeks of searching and asking everyone around town, you finally found the one. It's close to the kids' school. It's close to your house. It's amazing. All the boxes are checked. So then you call the office, you make an appointment, and they actually have an available appointment. Everything is working out just right. But then the receptionist tells you that the perfect doctor that you have searched all over for does not take your insurance. I'm telling you right now, wipe the tears, put away the ice cream, and head over to ZocDoc to find and book a doctor who is right for you and takes your insurance. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat almost every and any condition you're searching for. These doctors all have verified reviews from actual real patients, not robots. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same day appointments. You can find the doctor you want and book them immediately with just a few app taps. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. Go to ZocDoc.com/totality and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/totality. ZocDoc.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. These days, a lot of people are learning about all the benefits of fasting, like weight loss, mental and physical performance and gut health, but worry about the whole not eating part. Well, that's exactly why Prolon was created. Introducing Prolon, a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. You guys listen If I was going to start a nutrition program, Prolon is exactly what I'd use. It's convenient, backed by Nobel-winning science, and it works. It's no wonder why thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Right now, Prolon is offering in totality with Megan Ashley listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/totality. That's PROLON life.com/totality for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/totality. All right, guys, now back to the show.
Because we old acting. We are old acting, y'all.
We were like, if we were old, what would our names be?
Yeah.
Those are
Betty and Bethel, because it's just like Bubba.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Betty and Bethel.
Bubba.
Beavis and Butthead.
Literally.
Literally. Tweedledee, Tweedledum, Pinkle, Pinky in the Brain. It's...
Pinky in the Brain.
Tom and Jerry. Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
Betty and Bethel. Shook is Shekinah. And
Mabel May.
And Mabel May is Ashley.
And Mabel May. So we get to the... We are checking into our hotel, mm-hmm. and we run into DJ Drama.
Yeah.
And
checking right in with Cannon. Shout out to DJ Drama and Cannon.
And so they're like, yo, y'all coming to the concert tonight?
Like, whatever. What?
We're like, we didn't even know there was a... I'm like, no wonder why these flights in these damn hotels
are so high.
We're so high. Jack Harlow and had a concert.
Yeah.
And so remind me off mic. To say, she said something wild at the bar, and I was like, "You didn't need to do that
at the bar."
At the bar? Yes, just remind me of Mike to say well, right, she, that was wild.
I'm gonna
and you
remember.
Think nobody caught that shit? I caught that shit.
I'm gonna remember.
No, tell me now, Megan.
No,
because I want to know too.
Right? Is that was it at Barclays?
Wait, well, all right, go ahead and tell her real quick. Hurry.
Just text it.
No, just text it
in the group chat.
She said,
"Tell me in my ear and get off the mic, bitch."
Come on, hurry up.
Telephone it.
She not gonna be able to get this right.
I'm like, what did I say?
Wait, where were we?
At the bar.
Which bar?
I think at Barclays.
Where was that? Wait, you heard it?
No.
Okay, now pass it along.
I'm like, we didn't miss nothing. Do you know when the bartender
yes.
was like... Yes. I'm like, sweetie, we didn't miss a thing. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Didn't miss not nothing. Not one thing.
She's like, oh, y'all late. Y'all.
We right on time.
I said, we are right on time.
We're right on time.
That
would have been a distraction.
Me and Megan looked at each other for a reason.
That would have been a distraction to what we had going on.
Wow. We would have been talking about that all night.
Ooh, that would have been a distraction.
That's a fact.
That would have been a distraction. We didn't need to see that.
That's a fact.
You're
that's
wild.
A fact.
Anyway, wild. Y'all. Okay, we're not going to explain it to the viewer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
She said something wild at the bar, and that was crazy. But anyway, so we're at the bar. What was the song that we made up in the line, though? Oh, Ashley did a spoken word. In the line. Y'all remember
that? So wait, before we get to... We skipping a lot of things.
No, we skipped.
Because we went shopping.
Oh, shit. Yeah. We don't got nothing to wear.
We don't got nothing to wear. So we potted for y'all. We potted all day. We was like, we don't got nothing to wear. We're going to run to the hotel,
yep.
drop off our stuff, eat. We ate with Desi. He got out of here. And then we was like, we're going to run to the mall. By this time, it was like... 5:40.
Yeah, because we got back to the hotel at 6:30, 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had to be at the concert 6:30. At 8. We was like, we don't have time. Yeah, we have nothing to wear. So we ran to the shops. Like, you know, the little, what is the little area?
Fifth Ave.
Yeah, like the strips, Gucci and all the, you know,
Balenciaga.
The designer, whatever, just ran down there.
Going to Balenciaga.
Going to first stop.
Because that's
anybody
her favorite.
That knows,
always
that's
the first,
her, it's always the first stop. Yeah,
Balenciaga
is always the first
Balenciaga is not as expensive as Chanel. You walk in there, you get a little pocketbook for $10,000. Balenciaga, you walk up with 2 bags for $10,000.
Bags.
So it's bags. Big ones.
Big ones. We had big bags.
Big bags.
So it's like, let's
big
go to some boss.
We gotta buy you Balenciaga.
Yeah. I just like Balenciaga because it's just like...
It's our style.
Swag, casual, sneakers. Whatever, like I like it, you know.
Yeah.
So
I think
like
our
go
styles
there.
Are starting to merge.
Mm. Love it.
Y'all got a lot of BBs going on.
Yeah,
Betty and Bethel.
Balenciaga
Bandits.
I don't want to.
And then two big bags.
Big bags.
So we went shopping.
Yeah.
We got clothes. We got something to wear.
What was that blow up thing they had in there?
Mm. Scary. It was a person.
Who?
Some rapper, I think.
Oh. But who?
I don't know.
We couldn't figure it out.
You just had to hear her.
Gotta take it up with them.
Oh, gotta take it up with them.
I said, well, maybe you gotta deal with them.
Oh.
You're like, don't say it again the same way. Say it right. Maybe I said it. I said, maybe you gotta deal with them. You're like, bitch, right. I heard that. What I'm saying is, what are you saying?
No, for sure.
Say it normal.
Try again.
I hate when people do that. Like, if you whisper to me or something, or you're like, and you're like, what? They're like, bitch, I obviously can't hear that. It's like,
hilarious.
It's like, obviously, I don't know what you said, so
say
don't
it
say
in
it
a new
the
way.
Exact.
That is hilarious.
I just did that.
I know.
I'm mad at me. Hold up the mirror. Where's the mirror?
We got a lot of things going on.
We got a lot of things
our
going
minds
on.
Just
okay,
be...
so we go into Balenciaga, and we like, let's just get a t-shirt.
We had them pulling stuff out.
They didn't serve it. They didn't like, all right, there's
they
some
like,
waters.
Here's some waters.
Here, you guys set up shop here. We on top of the
damn Megan trying on sweats clothes. Yeah. We done pulled out shoes.
I had to try on kids' clothes.
Kids' clothes.
Balenciaga, y'all, okay, for the smaller people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Come up. I want to wear baggy
Megan
stuff, but I can't.
Wash.
I had to buy a kid's shirt.
Them oversized shirts.
They was too big for me, bro. I can't do that, and I'm short.
Yeah, it's short.
That dress would have been at my ankles. That shirt that she bought would have been at my ankles.
That dress, I mean shirt, I mean gown, I mean...
I mean nightgown, I mean...
I mean, red was it?
I'm like, what is it?
Prom dress?
I'm like, that would have been crazy on me.
Yeah.
So, Balenciaga, please.
Please.
But anyway, so we get in there, and we shopping.
Yeah.
Bags, glasses,
shoes.
We like, all right, we just about to be
Balenciaga. I got a little purse.
Yeah.
I like my little purse.
She brought it. Is it?
It's like,
it's over here. Shimmering.
You know, so we, you know, want to, you know, spoil
step
ourselves
out.
Sometimes.
Yeah, we're going to take pictures. We're going to step out.
And it felt
cute.
Good to be like, oh, Ash, you want those shoes? Got you. You want that shirt?
Yeah, guys, yeah.
Brought
me my
shoes.
Let me tell you how Ashley is.
But no.
Ashley.
Ashley said no.
No, she was mad.
I'll call the car. I'll wait in the car. I'll go out. I'm like, what? Like,
get
no.
the shoes.
Megan's like, you want them? Like, we'll split it. Me and we'll split it. Ashley's like, no, I had to walk her over, drag her to the shoes.
Which ones do you
Which
want?
Ones do you like?
She's all like, them.
All of
all them. See, spoiled.
Spoiled.
That's
but she didn't
like,
even
no.
want to. She's like,
she
no,
did.
No, no. Like, come on. No. I have, she's like, I'm going to wear heels. I said, mm-hmm. Ashley, if
I don't
we don't get you these shoes,
and
you wear those heels all night, and I hear my feet hurt,
mm-hmm.
I'm
Why
ready
we
to
be,
go.
We are some moms.
Old.
No, it was Megan. What you gonna wear with it?
Ooh! Wait, we gotta get to that. Cause we gotta explain,
that
y'all.
Was actually
People
traumatic.
Don't know what we talking about.
That's crazy, cause I'm like, y'all don't?
No.
Y'all
right.
wasn't there
y'all
on there?
Y'all don't.
Sure? So we told Ashley, I said, Ashley, if you wear heels tonight, and you do not let us get you these shoes, I don't want to hear nothing about your feet.
And I said, you know
let
what?
Let us bless you. Get
let
the
us
shoes.
Bless you. Get
just
the
let
shoes.
Us shoes.
Get them shoes.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, she picked out her shoes.
And then she was like, do you need a top too, a shirt? I said
like,
no.
She said, I have a cat suit.
I'm like,
no.
Get
a vest.
I said, get
no,
a shirt.
No. Megan was like,
I said, get a shirt.
Ashley needs a shirt.
I was like, yo, no. Ashley needs a shirt.
No. She was like, no, I got something to wear.
I said, I ain't walking away.
Then, she got her shoes. Kinda was buying her shoes.
Mm-hmm. Kinda was buying her shoes. She was like, those shoes are so dope. I have to, I might have to get
those. I'm
glad
you got them. They're so cute. She said, this is not an ad.
It's not an ad.
They ain't paying us. We giving them too much play, really. She said,
but I might have to get those. Those are fly. So, yeah.
She was like, dang, do you need a shirt? Do you need a whatever?
No, she's like, I think I'm going to get the brown ones. And I said, well, what are you going to wear with that?
Right. Megan said, well, if you get the shoes, so what are you going to wear with it? And she kind of said,
I thought I was going to wear
you need a shirt.
I said, well, get you a shirt.
Yeah.
We got to go.
Yeah.
Okay. She said, all right. So then we got the shirt, but it felt... Now, everybody knows, B's a natural giver. She's
she
like,
really
you want
is.
That? Cool. You want a
I'll
jet? I'll buy that. Like, B's just like,
you want a jet?
Yeah, she literally like, whatever. You want this diamond ring? Got it. No problem. She's like that. But it felt good to be like, our team wanted something and being able to like, I got it.
And Megan,
let's
like,
split
I split
it.
That with you.
Let's split it.
You guys popped my cherry.
I hate that
no.
she says that.
I think that's
boop.
So cute.
Don't say that.
You said, boop, boop. It said, but.
But she said, she told us that later, we'll get back to the shopping, but she told us that when I got in the shower, you were like, this is my first designer. Yeah. And I said, and it won't be your last.
It won't be your last.
Instantly Megan said that.
I said, it won't be your last. And it won't be the last time that we get you something. Yep. And it won't be the last time. That's just what we do.
Yeah. That's,
and I said, I was like, we just need a no for sure closet.
Yeah.
And we literally wear each other's stuff all the time.
Let me tell you, I'm going to have that. That only makes sense.
If I'm spending that much in these designer stores, hey, Meg, let me see your YSL bag. I'm going to wear that with you. Hey, I don't wear this shirt 3 times. I'm going to wear it again tonight.
Yeah. And then I'm going to wear it.
And then pass it this way.
Yeah, and then pass it. Pass it. Everybody pass it to the right.
Where you can wear my Gucci at you? Yep. Baby, we rotate over here.
Rotate.
All that, I'm too good to share. Baby, we would share shoes, but I wear 10.
And I wear 4.
No, seriously.
We wear the same size.
Y'all wear the same size?
We do.
That's 7.5, 8, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not fair.
Yeah. So all that, I'm too good to wear my friend's clothes. Baby, we 32, and we still... $2,000 shirt? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm wearing this numerous times. You need to wear it.
And I'm going to wear
it. Please wear it.
I'll wear it after you do. And then I get back and you get back. We just keep rotating. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I am fine with that.
I thought it was my turn because
did say I could wear your Gucci.
No, seriously.
Now. Yeah. So you can wear the YSL.
You can do what you got to do.
Get up out my closet.
Get up out my closet.
My closet was your closet.
But it's on my side. It's in my
closet. Your side, my side.
This is my closet.
South side, east side.
What side you on? Get out of my cubby. I got first dibs on my cubby.
I got first dibs on my cubby.
This is all of ours. Let me get first dibs on my cubby.
Well, let me add.
And whatever I leave in my cubby, you go on.
Because we all buy stuff that's like for us, but
I know Megan is never gonna wear that rhinestone purse.
Ever?
No.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever. So not I'm like, ever. Okay, this is like never a thing for me. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I buy black bags. I'm like, Megan's like, bring a black bag. We going to LA. Pack some black bags.
Please. Mm-hmm. And somebody get some belts.
Right.
Belts.
Bring your fanny pack.
Extra heels.
A belt with extra holes.
Extra holes. No, don't be fitting.
The belts don't be fitting. Don't even be.
They don't be fitting.
Anyway.
Okay. So we shop. We got our stuff.
We share clothes.
We share clothes. Yeah. We got our bags.
That was so fun.
It's just fun. Yeah. We laughing in the store. Laughing.
They're trying to get Megan
in the
dressing room, and she's like, "No, I'll try it on out here."
It's literally like so fun. No one else exists.
Literally.
We in Balenciaga. Mind you, they didn't give us champagne or nothing. You know how they try to bubble you up to spend more money. Mm-hmm. We're in there sober, like
drinking
laughing,
water,
cracking,
laughing, hitting, like making fun of the bags. I'm like, I picked up a big ass bag. I'm like, who would buy this?
This is a T-boat.
This is a T-boat.
Where are you
it
going?
It was a big silver. I said,
where are we going? Like laughing,
having a blast.
I want to say this because obviously this is the four of us, and like I said before, our team is extended. We have when we're all together, though, like the people that we have in our circle, mm-hmm. in our team, it feels like that. Like when we were in LA and we were all in the house, we didn't care to go out. We just love being with each other and having fun and laughing and like, and everybody that's attached to us, you know what I'm saying, feels that too. Yeah. Like it's just, that is just what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. So anyway, we get back to the hotel.
Yeah.
Change, get ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what else did we... Oh, me and Kina had to go run an errand while y'all went upstairs to the room and I was talking to Shekinah and I told her, I was like, you know, I'm proud of you and I see you. Like, I see you.
And I needed you to say that.
That's so important.
And you don't even
seen.
Know, like, the ways that I've been working on me and all the things you said spoke to all the things that God's been doing in me.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah.
Because I see it. Like, I saw that.
Yeah.
Kinda's a very type, kind of A person, very tight. Like, you know, she's very, you know, she can be very like whatever. She's in, or feel like she has to present herself perfectly.
I was very like a perfectionist.
She's
like
very much
Belle.
Like,
I was a PK.
She, you know, it's hard for her to be.
Okay.
I felt.
Yeah.
And for her to be so free
always in my
with
head.
Us. Yeah, yeah, always in her head, second guessing herself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just saw her, like, I told her, I was like, I feel like I've seen you release the strains. Like, you're not holding so tight.
And I love that.
That's beautiful.
Like, and all of us have our little quirky, weird, annoying shit that we do. And we just do it. We just are. Like, I don't know.
It's quirky or weird.
You are quirky and quirky weird.
I said, I don't think it's.
We're like, you are quirky and goofy.
Yeah. Whoa.
So am I.
It's okay.
We established that. We're goofy.
Yeah, you guys are
goofy. We're goofy.
I'm a goofy goober.
Goofy. I'm a goofy goober. Yeah, you're a goofy.
I'm a goofy. Okay.
Grabs the mic.
Okay, Ashley.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
We didn't even do We're Back.
Can we do it?
Yeah.
No.
Can we try to harmonize?
Actually,
please?
No. Just one.
We have to talk about last night.
Okay.
We will do it, and y'all will be time.
Quiet.
Quiet.
Can we not try
we
it?
We practice,
Ashley,
though.
You can't sing.
I know, but
okay, just... and if we do it and you're off, you will never have the opportunity to do
oh
it
again. Oh, my God.
Oh. That's such a...
I know, that's drastic.
That's very drastic.
But and I'm like,
give me my note. Let me just see if I can hit it first, because that's kind
of... She said, all right, so what are we starting at? E-flat, or what are we doing? You ready?
Mm-hmm. My, Ashley, I'm going to start lower because of my voice.
Wait, that's okay, I don't even know if I can do that.
Is that my note?
That was good.
Okay.
Actually, give me a high note.
Yeah, I can stay low.
I can't do that high. I always go low. That wasn't bad.
Ooh.
I mean, it was kind of shaky, but it wasn't terrible.
Yeah, Ashley said, ooh, it was me. Look at it.
Ashley's so
she's so nervous. She said, ooh,
it was me. All right, ready? You want to do it? You want to try it again?
Oh, that was bomb.
No, I thought it was good. Yeah, I thought it was good.
I'm like,
one hitter quarter, please. I'm like, no, just please.
Don't give me the opportunity to get fuck up.
Now, I get it.
I thought it was beautiful, y'all. Comment below if you thought that We Are Back was fire. I thought it was pretty.
I don't think it was that great, but that's fine.
Okay, let's do it.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Leave it be. Because I don't think it's going to get better.
Let's try it.
No, let's do it. Yeah, let's try it.
Guys, I don't think we should.
Okay.
All right, we should.
Yeah.
All
right.
Ready?
Focus.
Hold on.
We're back.
See, you totally changed it.
We're back.
It's lower.
But it's like, don't.
Instead of we're back, it's the same thing. It's just so higher. Nervous. I can't do it because our voice is
back. It's like jazzy.
Instead of we're back.
We're back.
That is good.
We're gonna be like, we sound fucking crazy.
But right now, that's good.
That's good. Alright, relax, bitch. Now you scatting. Like what? What is a biggity bop?
Biggity bop.
That is that good.
Okay, wow. Ashley. Don't be trying to drag it.
Let me have my moment.
Okay, but you be dragging it a little.
Production team giving us thumbs up nothing. In there, so it must have sounded good. Y'all know we ain't got headphones. I see the show. It's like Broadway. It's like Ashley. She's so in it. Now we're about to fuck it up.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, leave it. Let it stay there. Yeah.
All right. Let it rest.
Harlow.
So anyway, get to the hotel. We get ready. We're like, let's go. We're gonna rip this city.
We're gonna play this song.
We're gonna play this song. We're gonna go out. We're gonna turn this town upside down. New York has never seen four black women like this.
We are gonna rip.
Betty we Bethel. Put on our Betty Bethel Shug and Mabel May.
Mabel May Almighty.
We put on our Balenciaga.
Oh, baby.
We turned into the BBs, the Balenciaga Ooh. Bandits, and we hit the bad, Harlem.
We hit Brooklyn.
We hit Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
Ooh. I forgot which Brooklyn. But we did it. But we hit it.
We did. We took some shots.
What? We was playing Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, we was like, we're going to have a great night.
Like, what?
We cute. We comfortable.
Come on. Cute and comfortable.
What? That's our thing.
When you're comfortable,
baby.
We about to have the best night.
We bought sneakers.
For the concert.
Just to not have to wear heels.
We about to be comfortable. Oh, we won't have a great night.
Baby, great night.
Great night.
Nobody saying my feet hurt. I want to hear Ooh. All that. Well,
just the standard.
That's crazy.
You never see that too tight.
She did get a little too small size and we had to take the soles out the shoe.
Yeah, you fixed the problem.
Megan, I fixed the problem.
Anyway.
We go out. We get our tickets, get in the show. We're in line getting drinks, mm-hmm. laughing. Ashley literally did a whole spoken word, and that shit was.
I forgot we were in the line.
Honey, we were in
that
line.
It was hilarious.
Thank you.
Y'all are the funniest people I know, I swear to God. Seriously.
But are we only funny to us?
I don't care, though.
It doesn't matter. It's funny to me.
I don't care. It's funny to me.
That brings me so much joy.
It's funny.
I love that. I think that's funny. Why I'm so goofy because I love to put a smile on the people's faces that I love.
I like to smile.
So please, it works.
But I'm saying we all do. We are funny.
It's so funny to us.
Even Kaina is not a comedian, but she's a comedian. Funny. She's comedian. Hilarious, bro.
And she be serious.
So dead serious.
And they be laughing. I'm like, what's wrong? Like, I really feel like this.
Confused.
What? Confused.
I mean, like, you're
She's
like,
dead guys. Serious. Hilarious.
I'm like, guys.
Hilarious.
When I say hilarious. We are funny to me, so we were funny. In that line.
Cracking up. Making up songs. Playing.
You said, I went to the bar.
Ooh.
And after dark.
Now the darkness is ooh. In my eye.
Or yours. Do I see what I only project?
Ooh.
To
ooh.
See.
Ooh.
Project.
Proclaim.
What's next? Ooh, ooh. Proclaim. That's ooh. Ooh.
My name.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Proclaim my name. Oh, my God. Yell it for all who have ears to hear.
Ooh. Let them hear.
Eyes
Let
to
them
see.
Hear. Eyes to see. Hands that to feel. Is, feet to
that
walk.
Is me.
It is me. Me.
I am
that I am.
Come on. Who I, do you say?
I am.
Ooh.
Because I know who I
am.
And I will forever be
who I am.
Ooh.
That's the song.
Am. Or am I saying?
Or am I saying? What is going on?
A.M. P.M. Eastern Time.
Eastern Standard. What time zone are you in?
Relate.
Damn.
Martin, I love Martin. Damn, Gina. What is this poem about?
What is this about?
Everything in me.
I see.
See.
In thee. We did that for 30 minutes
in a line getting liquor. Wow. Like,
let's not forget, because we forget. We're famous.
Let's not forget.
We really forget.
Yeah. Like, we be in the line, like, you. People probably be looking like, B. Simone is on cocaine.
Yeah.
Crack.
Yeah.
Look at
on
her.
A
look
drug.
At her.
On, look
and
at
if
her.
If somebody
would
just
be
panned
swiper,
to
no
us,
swiping.
Like, we're swiper, no swiping.
We really look like that.
No, seriously.
We really look like that. We really look like that.
What we were doing in the Berkeley Center line.
Please do
like, it. Look at B. Simone. Look, is she over there with three girls? It's like,
swiping each other's butt.
What?
Hitting my chest.
See that. People see that.
Okay, Shekinah, let go.
It's still not okay.
Wait. Make that face one more time. Please, because we really look like that.
That's us.
Please. Please.
So when we're in public, we be in our own fucking world. So if people are being normal and they look at us, and there was like a camera.
I'm here.
This could be a show.
I'm here.
And they pan to us like, wow, look at B. Simone. She over there. Where is she in a black shirt? Yeah. Look at her. They look at me and I'm over there like.
Swiping those buddy.
Hitting each other.
Hitting. You're a 32-year-old.
Slapping.
What are y'all doing? Grown.
What are y'all screaming doing? And slapping each other?
And I'm not stopping.
And I'm not going to stop. And I'm happy.
And I'm glad we got that out of the way.
Yeah. We said all that to say.
When you see that, just know we're happy.
It is. We're happy.
And it's God.
We're happy.
And I'm happy. And we're not on drugs. We have a little liquor.
Yeah.
Weed in legal states.
Liquor.
Something is liquor.
Yeah. So we're not.
Well, I don't know what we are. We are who we are.
We're happy.
Happy,
you know.
So when you see that, just know we're living our best life.
Clap.
Y'all didn't do it.
Oh.
Wait, let me do it again.
I don't even know why I'm clapping.
See?
That's how much you trust. That's how much you trust. That's how much you trust her.
That's how much you trust her. That is a prime example of our relationship.
Clap. What? Now, why did I do that?
You guys, I'm glad y'all saw that.
She said,
what was that for?
What happened? What I missed?
Now, what did I just sign up for?
When you trust somebody like that, that is literally an example of our relationship.
That's because our team did it. They clapped. I said, and you didn't clap.
Okay.
I said, if you're happy, clap your hands.
Got you.
And y'all still didn't clap.
I didn't hear that.
That's why I said clap.
And that's why I did it.
And that's
because I did it because you said it.
And I wanted us to be in agreement that we all
we're happy and we
and we know it.
But see that root. The root is pure.
Jesus.
I am that I am. I don't even know why I clap. I clap because I'm happy and I know it.
Yeah. Happy and I know.
I didn't even know why I clapped. But when I clapped, I was in agreement that I'm happy and I know it.
Because of the root.
Ooh.
The intent.
That is crazy.
And why do we make everything
so deep? Because it is. It literally is that deep.
Y'all don't understand. God really be like that.
We see God in everything.
Everything.
Because he's in everything. It's that deep. You think that allowing this one little bad thing, us watching the dancers, ballet.
The ballet. Houston.
Peter mm-hmm. Pan. Us Peter watching Pan. Peter Pan. Mm-hmm. You thinking that this isn't planting a negative seed into you?
What we were seeing, that's a whole nother story, Ash. We can't break that down right now.
But it's the concept of everything is that deep.
You have to be intentional.
Yeah,
you do.
About everything. You got to be intentional about what you feed yourself.
Yeah, you know,
what
you put in. And Megan don't like that either. It's not that serious.
It is that serious.
And it forever will be that serious.
The process of him dying
is that serious.
The process of...
It's that serious.
And it's that deep.
Yeah.
Because he's so loved.
Yeah.
His only son, not his only son, it's that deep.
Yeah. Y'all, that's literally the most minute example of our relationship.
When I say that, that's what God do.
He said, I make it elementary.
Yeah.
I make it simple for you.
I make it elementary to where you. I'm in everything.
Simple.
I can get deep in something so simple.
She didn't know what she was clapping for, but what she was clapping for is I'm happy and I know it.
And the only reason I clapped,
because you said
all you did was say clap.
That's literally all you did.
All you did.
And then, now what?
Mm-hmm. Oh, because I'm happy and I know it.
Because I need you to, we're doing that.
Because we're in agreement right now.
Yeah. I need you to have a piece of this.
Mm-hmm. I need you to have a piece of this.
And I don't have to question Megan.
The thing about it,
I know her intent. She's not going to tell me to do something that's
wrong. Megan didn't know why we clapped
together. Yeah, Megan didn't know why they clapped. Megan clapped because she wanted to be in agreement.
Whatever.
Because
y'all just clapped.
Yeah.
In agreement.
in agreement.
That's crazy. Ooh. It's that deep. I don't care.
It's that deep. It's that I don't deep. Care. It's that deep.
Y'all clapping, we clapping.
I don't give a damn if it's like, oh, just we're happy, you know. That's an affirmation. Yeah, you happy, affirmation, you know, clap your bro. Hands.
Megan said clap.
Clap.
Because we all need to be in agreement.
Exactly. It's that, but that is a prime example of how our relationship is every day. Single day
every
through
day.
Conflict, through love, mm-hmm. through moodiness, through depression, through anxiety, through stress. That is a prime example. I'm glad y'all saw that mm-hmm. because it is that deep.
It is that,
that
deep.
That stupid little whatever.
It
we
is
just,
that deep.
It's that deep. That is literally a representation of our life and how we are in each other's lives.
And when you lock in and you tap in, you realize he's in everything. When I say it gives me, when
he's
I say
everything.
He's in every, from the way you do
he's
things,
in everything.
The way
everything.
You,
he's
anything,
in everything.
He's in everything.
That's why when you, the way you do one thing is how you do everything. The small stuff
matters.
Like Megan say, I cannot walk by a piece of trash without picking
pick it up.
It's not about the fucking trash.
Yeah, yeah.
She's training her mind and mm-hmm. her body and her spirit to be
obey.
Obedient.
Yes. To obey.
To
right
be
away.
Obedient.
Training
yes.
my flesh.
You
right
are,
away.
You kill
are
it. To, kill your flesh.
You are to obey my
I have dominion
yeah.
over you.
I have dominion yeah. over
kill
you.
Kill your flesh.
Your laziness, your tiredness yeah. is not, it is a timely matter. Do what I say.
I just
when I say it.
When I say and if I say be healed, I got dominion what? Over this. You it's, better be healed.
Yeah.
My, I tell easy? My body to be healed.
Is that easy?
Come I tell on. My no. mind to chill.
When you yeah. told me that you tell the bugs, because yeah. I'm scared of bees. Megan
you
said, I'm looking at them bees,
be like,
and I
she's
said,
like,
I
have dominion.
I have dominion.
Over you.
Get away from me. I tell,
I'll be looking
like
at the bees,
outside.
And I say, get back.
She's like, move around.
You got to go around me. Woo. I got dominion over you.
You can't come over here.
So
that's
when that,
crazy.
So when that, it trains me, because when that depression creep up,
you
I say,
come.
I got dominion over yeah. you. You got to yeah. go.
It's yeah. easy.
Yeah. It's easy for me to do, because I do it every day.
I trained my body and my mind to just pick up the trash.
It's a muscle.
Megan said, if God told me to walk outside and rake the leaves.
With my teeth.
I would do it.
No, for sure.
And I would not ask a question. I would do it. I'm
I would
not ask,
do it.
I would just do it. We were talking about that. I said, well, how do you know when to stop? Until he tells me
until
the next
yeah,
thing.
The next thing.
Keep you doing,
do,
keep that,
do that. Do that last thing.
Do the
last
thing,
thing he told you to do
until
he
says something else.
That's it.
And it doesn't matter if it's uncomfortable.
Ooh,
if it
that
hurts,
meantime,
he ain't tell me to move.
Yeah, get yeah. better at that. Yeah. Whatever it is that you're doing, become the best at that. Mm-hmm.
Come the best mm-hmm. at it.
Become
fall
the
in
best.
Love.
Fall in love
with the process.
With the
yes. Fall in love with it. Be
fall
in it. Love it.
Yeah.
Learn how to love it. Learn
yes.
how to train yourself to love that.
Yeah. yeah.
To trust
because
me.
Guess what? When he takes you out of this season, he brings you into a next season,
yep.
and it's
going to
be different work,
yep.
but it's work.
Yeah.
And you got to fall in love
yeah.
with the work.
Yeah.
It's going to be different work.
Yeah.
But it's work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad literally says all the time, like, we was put here to work.
That's it.
Don't ever think
yeah.
that you're never not working
work and serve.
If you're here.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're always doing work.
You're
work.
Always in service.
Always.
Your life always.
Is even when you owe.
Mm. Something. Move. Something.
Still,
something. It's a purpose.
It's a reason why you're still here.
Yeah. It's yeah. a reason. It's a reason.
Always
a reason.
Doing work.
It's a reason.
Always.
Yeah.
Get your muscles up, bro. Like, you too weak.
Train yourself. Mm. Train yourself.
You too weak.
You start with little things.
You still
little
training.
Yes.
You still
training.
You want to get to the next season so bad.
Relax.
You don't even know what's
slow
on
down.
This side
you trying
yet.
To bench 350 when you really can only bench 25.
No,
yeah.
seriously.
Start there.
Start there.
Perfect that.
Yeah.
Perfect it.
Perfect that.
Perfect that.
Perfect that.
What's the rush?
What is the rush?
There is
rush.
No rush.
Yeah.
What
I'm
is
telling
the rush?
You, and the more you have this, the more you enjoy the journey. You're excited
oh, yeah.
about it.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
You
yeah,
excited
you embrace
about it.
It.
Mm-hmm. You embrace it.
I told y'all, I don't know if I told y'all this, if it was y'all or I don't know who I was talking to, but I was like, it sounds a little twisted, but sometimes when I feel like depression or anxiety, because at the end of the day, like, I'm still going to have to work through that
mm-hmm.
for the rest
yeah.
of my
mm-hmm.
life. I have bipolar mm-hmm. depression. I have a chemical imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
I will always, and I understand why.
Mm-hmm.
I know why
mm-hmm.
I have to
mm-hmm.
go through that. I'm
mm-hmm.
okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
But when
okay
I feel those
that.
Things coming, when I feel that, like, seasonal depression is real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody's
no.
ever experienced
yeah.
seasonal
yeah.
depression.
It is. It
but
is.
When that fall, when I start seeing all these decorations and that, woo, that,
like, woo.
That it kicked
wow.
into me. I was like,
wow.
damn, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, that seasonal depression
wow.
come up on me. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when I feel that coming, or if I feel myself in an uncomfortable space of processing.
Yeah.
There's something that I get excited about.
Yeah.
After going through what I went through last year and coming on the other end of that, now I be like, ooh.
What's that stirring up?
Ooh, I can't wait to know. I can't wait. What am I going to learn?
That's exactly how I feel right now.
It's like this thing, but it's like, you know how like nobody likes to be tickled, but it's like a little.
It's like, get off me.
Yeah.
It's like, you was tickling me.
Yeah. It's like, I love it, but get off me.
Megan was literally like, you're so annoying. Like, you don't like this, but you just want me to touch you so bad. And I'm like, yeah.
It's exciting because I know he's about to show me something. I know he's about to do something. I know he's about to reveal something. Yes. I know that I'm gonna learn something about myself that I didn't know. Yeah. I know he's gonna kind of make that not so hazed.
Clear it up. I get excited.
That doesn't mean that I enjoy it. Doesn't mean that it's comfortable. But my spirit is excited to know
on the other side of that.
You really relish in the uncomfortability.
Yes.
Relish in it.
That's literally how I feel.
Because history repeats itself. After every uncomfortable time, after every depressed time, after every dark time,
I love uncomfortability now.
This is literally
because on the other side of uncomfortability is content. Who wants to be content?
No.
I want to be uncomfortable.
I want to be uncomfortable.
It's crazy because I know when I'm up here, I'm like, oh, something's going to happen.
You just wait. Let me enjoy it. Let me live here. Let me stay here. Because it's temporary.
It prepares me.
It prepares me.
Because the problem with a lot of people is that we make a goal, we have a dream, whatever, but then we don't expect life to happen.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that is life.
That's life.
It is a fact.
I'm up here. I know that something is about to happen.
I'm down here. Guess
so
what?
When it happens,
I'm going to get
that. Yeah. When it happens, it's not going to kill me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's
a fact.
It's keeping my language stays the same no matter where I am.
That's what it is.
And I'm thankful.
That's what it
God,
is.
God, I thank you when I'm here.
Yep. Boom.
God, I thank you when I'm here.
Ooh,
God,
valley.
I thank you. God, I thank you. Mm-hmm. God, I thank you.
No matter where.
God, I thank you. God,
high
I
or low.
It doesn't matter. My language is consistent. And that's the thing. It's about learning the believing through the journey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The journey is going to be the journey.
Yeah.
But do you believe through the journey? And does your language stay consistent
through the journey?
And if God can get us in a place where our language stays consistent through the journey, you have a different experience of life.
That is it.
My language has to stay the same.
So you only praying and crying out when you hear? Because when you hear, you're not even talking to me. All right, I got to bring you back down.
Yeah. My language.
Your language has to be the same.
Because then when my language stays the same, my actions and my obedience is the same.
It's consistent.
So God can trust me.
And what's consistent is of the kingdom.
Is of the kingdom.
Yeah.
Because God is not a God of, he's a God of order. He's not a God of chaos.
Yeah.
He's very meticulous about his stuff. Yeah. He's a God of order, and it needs to be consistent.
Being consistent.
I need to be consistent.
With your relationship
I need
with
to
him.
Be consistent.
With your character, with your morals, with no matter what is going on.
I tell you, God has been convicting me, and I have been disobedient because I know he's like, I've told you. Like, when stuff happens and I'm like, oh, my God. I told you. I told you to get up every day at 5:30. I told you to write in your journal every day for at least 30 minutes. I'm telling you simple things to do. Mm-hmm. These are obtainable things for you to do. And if you just do it, you would stop coming to me about that.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
If you would just do these simple things, you would stop coming to me about that.
The thing about it is that you don't even know that it's connected to that.
Yeah.
Because it's like me waking up at this time.
Just do it. Just
me writing down.
It doesn't matter.
He told you to do it for a reason.
Do it. Get up.
Be obedient.
Get up. And he told me, get up. The reason why I say 5:30 and the reason why he told me 5:30 is because my kids get up at 6.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He said, you would stop coming to me about that if you get up at 5:30 and set the tone for your home.
Set the temperature.
If you control your climate.
Lord.
Now you waking up at 6, 6:15, 6:30, 7.
And everybody's
been up before you. Yeah. Somebody's been up before you.
Yeah.
Somebody else set the tone. Get up. Set the tone for your home.
Yeah.
Get up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be the woman. Be the Proverbs 31 woman. Get up.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up.
Be obedient.
Set the climate for your home and you would stop coming to me about that.
Yeah.
For your home.
It's that simple. God will give you the most simplest instructions to the most complex things that you have. You think it has to be this big, magical thing that he gives you.
Just
and it can be simple. Write for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
You know how much time I spend on Instagram on my phone?
Yeah, right,
you don't
right,
got
right.
30 minutes to write?
Crazy.
So that I can unlock something inside of you.
Inside of you.
Crazy.
So I can produce
you to do this,
crazy.
But you gotta do this.
Because this is also a part of my wheel for your life. Mm-hmm, but it's a little bit further down, but I'm trying to prepare you.
I'm trying to prepare you now. I need you to get in the habit of writing.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm trying to prepare you.
That's crazy.
I need you to get and the fact that you resist it so much is more the reason why you need to do it.
Yeah.
Tap in.
Yep.
Yes.
Do it.
Just like Kendra said, you know it's God when you don't feel like doing it.
I used to
don't feel like doing
Y'all,
it. Yes, I have to get
writing.
Up.
Yes,
wow. Well,
yeah. I used to love writing.
Love.
I resist it. Resist it.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah.
It is a nag to me.
Yeah,
I feel you.
Yeah, like a chore. It's like
I bring my journal with me everywhere I go. Don't ever write in it.
I feel. Mm-hmm. I feel you. I really do.
Me
I feel
too.
Like that's how I feel about dance.
Mm.
I used to like
love it.
All I wanted to be.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Y'all, same about waxing.
Yeah, it's like,
I go back, I don't even care.
Yeah.
But he's still like, do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, do it.
Do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Do
just
it.
Keep showing up.
Do it.
Do it.
But it
do
doesn't
matter. Do it. Do it.
Just do it.
Oh, okay, Ashley. But that's for anybody. If you feel this nudge to do something, and it could be the simplest thing, get up at 5:30, write for 30 minutes, go outside and sit for 5 minutes, breathe, look at the sun, whatever it is,
just do it.
And I'm not saying that in the sense of condemning.
No,
I'm saying that as
we
in,
need to do
that. I need
oh,
to do
yeah.
that.
My appointment's at 7:15. I haven't gotten
And
up.
I'm saying, hold me accountable.
Yeah.
When the last time you wrote?
Yeah.
When the last time? What's up? You good?
Yeah.
You still on your fast?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You still not eating dairy though, right?
Right. Right. Right.
Wow.
You still not eating cheese?
Right.
I'm just making sure you're staying committed.
Yeah.
You good, right?
Yeah.
How can I support you?
Yeah.
Don't order that no more? Got it.
Okay.
Don't order that no more. Got it.
Throw that bag of candy away.
Jesus.
I look at Ashley every time. And maybe because I'm harder on her because she's younger.
Yeah.
But I'm like, why are you eating that?
Mm-hmm.
Put that up. I was like, or I'll be like, oh, so you eating candy?
We cheating today.
Oh, okay.
Right.
You'd be like, oh.
And that's what she'd be rolling her eyes.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
It's so easy to see it in somebody else. Like,
right?
It's always like that.
Girl,
it's always
just do
like
it.
That.
But thank God he brought us together so that we can do that for each other.
Yeah.
Because I need that. Because I ain't going to do it on my own.
Yep.
You leave me to me.
What?
You leave me to me.
Leave me to me.
It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. I will find every excuse not to.
That is so good.
Like, what?
That is so good.
I will find every excuse.
That happened the other day with Ashley. She said, you do your devotion. I said, no, I ain't had no time. She's like, it ain't too late.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's right.
God said that.
I said, I had time.
Get with it.
Girl.
She said, it ain't too late.
She said, it ain't too late.
You sleep?
We was both looking at each other.
Just there.
And still didn't do
didn't
it.
Didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you did it?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Ashley, shut up.
I didn't do it that day.
Did you do it today?
I opened the book. Mm.
Did you read
Turned
anything?
Out to read.
Okay, you didn't read nothing.
No.
Okay. I'll take that. Yeah.
I put the marker on October 8th.
Period.
And then I went back to the bathroom and.
But that's a good way. The day's not over.
Yeah.
You got time.
Right. That's what she said. She was like, "It's not too late.
You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's never too late.
Mm-hmm.
Never too late.
Yeah.
But I love and appreciate and have a lot of appreciation and gratitude to have women in my life. Hold me accountable.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
definitely.
Yeah.
We never talked about the concert.
Okay, so
I'm sorry, y'all. See, this is why.
That was great.
If
you're happy, you know it, clap your hands. That's the name of the podcast title.
Ooh.
Name this episode. Ooh. If you're happy, you know it, clap your hands.
Mark that down.
So anyway, we're in the line. We laughing, acting crazy. We took some shots.
Drinks,
and we still, mind frame, we about to be lit tonight. No, we about to, what? We had like, a great podcast.
We never go out. We never go out.
We don't got to get up super
early. We
don't got
to get up. Like,
oh, yeah.
What? It's early. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like 9 o'clock. We're at the Barclays Center. Yes. We in our Balenciaga.
Yeah.
DJ Drama just took the sister up. I'm like, thanks, bro.
VIP.
We on the floor. We're lit. We on the floor. Like, what? Come to the little thing in the middle. We lit.
Come on.
Lit. Lit. And come then, on. And then.
All it took was one thing.
And what's crazy is we was lit.
When I say lit.
Still lit. Like
best
the, one of the best nights out of my life. Ever. Out of all the nights out from my 20s, from my teens, from my. That was one of the best nights
losing
out.
Losing your voice.
What? Screaming.
I'm like, why is my voice going in and out?
Screaming.
Okay, we have to take them on the journey. Okay, they don't know what we're talking about.
We'll play. We're in the line. We can play. Have them. We'll send some videos and pictures and we can play to show them kind of what it looked like, I guess. I don't even know. I didn't even know y'all was recording sometimes. I was like,
he's like, what did it look like?
We got our drink.
I was like, don't
forget our drink.
We walked down. My homeboy DJ Drama, he's like, okay, sis.
No, we made up a song at the drink at the bar.
What was the song, though, y'all, at the bar?
It was something happy.
No.
Like, it wasn't the, like, I'm bad bit.
It was, no, it was.
I did a beat.
But it was something about, like yourself. Like something uplifting about yourself.
On the inside out.
Yeah,
or
on the inside. On you're beautiful from the inside out.
Oh my God, was that it?
I don't remember.
I think so.
It is.
I think so. I don't remember.
I'm beautiful. But you, I think you said I'm beautiful.
Oh yeah,
from the and that's why we all started saying it because we was like,
I don't remember any of that.
And then we went on from there. Okay,
but yeah. Anyway, we walked down. Jesus.
We found our way down.
We found our way down to the floor to get on the rafters. Are those called bleachers?
I don't know what it was, but it's
the riser. The riser. The riser. The riser. Yeah, it's like a little VIP area, like family, friends, whatever. Mm-hmm. The riser. So we go down and we show the lady our VIP pass. And she's like, oh, like.
That's not the right one.
Where's your wristband? And I'm like, oh, we don't have wristbands.
He just told us to come down here.
He just told us to come down here. Like, do I need a car? Look.
I hate that. It's so stressful.
It's like everybody looking. Nobody looking at you. Nobody's worried about you.
Everybody can hear
you.
Everybody can hear
you. Everybody here now, ma'am. Like, nobody's worried but you, sweetie. You're embarrassed. These white people behind you do not give a damn that you
don't have the right here for the concert.
Yeah.
Girl, so we get there. She's like, how many's with you? I'm like, it's four total. She's like, just come on. Instantly let us go down.
Wait. But the focus that we had to have to get down those steps,
y'all.
I was like this.
I mean,
and then when I looked by all y'all's feet, we were doing the same thing. At the same, we were like this.
Doom.
I was so focused.
I looked at every step. Every step I took.
Because that's like at a basketball game or an arena.
Falling down those
what?
If I fall down,
embarrassing?
I'm walking back up.
No, for sure.
And I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I'm not going to walk to my seat.
No. If I fall down, get the stretcher. I'm not going out like that.
I'm going to be like, I'm going to act like I broke my rib. I'm going to wail.
Sternum.
I'm not going to hop up.
Are you out of your mind?
I'm going to yell help.
You have to put on a show.
You just said.
I'm going to call the scene.
I'm going to walk back up.
And leave.
That, to walk back up after falling down some bleachers.
Where were you going?
Where were you?
As soon as you get up, it's like, yep.
Back up, I go.
Yeah. You trying to finesse down to the four seats. Uh-huh. Your seat is in the back.
When the bleachers, when they're high steps, you got to walk a while to get to the exit after you fell. Everybody saw you fall.
Or it's like you fall and you're like, ask security, like, can I just go out the exit? They're like, no, the exit's up there. You're like, I know that.
I just fell down these steps. I know my ankle.
Go. The exit, you got to go back up and wake up.
Ooh. It's so embarrassing.
You got to face all those people that just saw you fall.
Yeah.
Imagine them laughing and pointing.
No, that's me.
No.
That would be hilarious. No.
Anyway, so we had to have extreme
We made it
focus.
To the floor.
That is for sure.
Yes.
We made it to the floor. We got in the risers. We get to the risers. I don't even know how the conversation
I do know how it started.
Because
I walked in. We walked in and I said, bro, this is going to be us.
And then I did like,
I was like,
welcome to the stage.
Yeah.
And we just
started talking.
Talking.
So we're on these risers. Everybody's around us. It's we're in an arena in the middle of the
crazy.
Arena. On the floor.
Barclays,
like, the Barclays Center. On the floor in the middle, the heart of the arena.
All the way.
Over the place.
Then they're sold out.
Literally.
I don't know how many it holds, but I'm guessing 15, 20,000. It's an arena.
Yeah. We did the numbers last night.
So that's how it started.
We did the numbers last night.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
We did the numbers last night.
We did the numbers last night.
This in every city? What are we talking about?
Duh.
Bro.
All right. Okay. Okay. They're like, what? This episode is probably going to be the best. They're going to be like, what are they talking about?
Like, but I'm here, really, but I'm not.
I feel like they get it.
I feel like they know exactly what we have to keep explaining
because we have too many insiders.
No, wow. For sure.
Right, they don't know what we're talking
they
about.
They feel like they're in on the conversation. Yeah. We just have to keep explaining
but what we're talking about.
When we went on the riser and we said, I heard the crowd and I was just like.
The show hadn't started yet.
Yeah. But, you know, people are.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Warring, so people cheering, are talking loud, you know.
So you could hear just the sound of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like, it was almost, I'm not even joking, y'all. It was almost like I heard this, like, it was like this.
A chant, you said.
Chant. Yeah. I felt like I heard this chant. Like, it was something in the midst of all the chaos that I heard something familiar.
Yeah, and it was unified.
Some sort of wave that was similar. Yeah. And I heard it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, y'all hear that? Like, I can hear it. I hear it.
She's like, that's going to be visionary.
Yeah. That's going to be us.
I was like, yes. I was like, our show that we're preparing for, which is in February, you guys, first show of KS, I was like, that's preparing us for this. Arenas, we're going to be like, I'm looking around like, yeah,
and this,
they're going to be waiting for No
For Sure
to come out.
For three hours
from that, we dreamed about No For Sure.
Talking
about it.
When I say
we spoke life.
When I say we stood there at the back, we did not see Jack Harlow on the stage at all.
We don't know what he wore.
We did not see him on the stage. We did not.
We saw the intro.
It was the only thing. When he came out, we looked at the intro and I said, Ashley recorded it so we could do
something like that.
We were inspired by the intro. It was like a light with a shadow. I was like, that's dope.
And she kind of goes, close your eyes. She was like, close your eyes. She said, close your eyes. You hear that? She's like, close your eyes. Welcome to the stage.
We're back. We hear the crowd.
Oh, crazy. My God. It was crazy.
And everything was unified for the moment. It was crazy.
It was happening.
Yeah.
It was
and
us.
I looked at Megan. I said, watch, when this happened, we're going to be behind that stage. We're going to be our shadows. I said, I'm going to be scared.
And you're not.
And I said, y'all going to be holding hands.
I said, no, because I'm going to be like, let's go, baby. Here we go.
I said, I'm going to be scared. I'm going to be crying. And you're not. And she's going to be like, no.
And then I said, she's probably going to be behind stage crying. You said, nah, what? Ashley about to be like stage left, stage right.
What?
No, you about to be.
Ashley
going to
be like. On the walkie-talkie.
Yeah. Running it.
Yeah. Running the show. Running the production.
What?
Running. The only reason Ashley will ever touch a camera is if she wants to.
Mm. You're not doing that, right? This is their better angle.
Give it back.
The only reason Ashley will ever touch a camera by the time we're in arenas is if she wants to.
And we talked about that. We was like, what assistant is a multimillionaire. What videographer is a multimillionaire?
Bro.
And we take y'all on that journey with us.
And we all sponsor our own tour.
Whose assistant is a multimillionaire? Whose videographer is traveling with them right now and they're multimillionaires? Y'all will be millionaires. Yeah. Y'all will have whatever you want. Yeah. You'll have your own company.
We talked about investing in, like, we were like, we so connected that even in your individual things,
that was great.
We were like, oh, Ashley needs 5 million? Yeah. All right, cool. I got two. You got two.
Yeah. Boom.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. We're investing in your company. Okay, kind of, you want to open up your brow bars?
Got
cool.
Yeah. How much you need?
Yeah.
Got it.
We opening up 20 in the country. Boom. Here's 20 million.
I'm investors.
I'll split it with you.
We're partners now. In life.
And Shekinah said, guess what? I'm going to do all that and still be a part of this.
That's what Ashley said.
Yeah.
She said, this ain't never going to change.
This ain't never changing. This is,
y'all, my app, I am speaking life into this. My app will definitely be like YouTube. It will be like Google.
Yeah,
it's going to be a household name.
For sure.
It's going to be Jeff Bezos for sure.
Yeah. Literally,
I'm still gonna be here.
But I'm still gonna because it's my purpose right here.
What?
That's just
what?
So good.
Because
we need that to do this. Yeah.
And you need this to do that.
And that is still filled in purpose.
And we need all of it to do this.
And it still goes back. And those brow bars, the people that are working there, the people we hire that are talking into those clients, it's still all connected. You think that brow bar is not rooted in God?
Oh yeah, deeply.
Yes,
deeply.
It's the same thing.
Because he said, I am everywhere.
It's all connected.
I need you to take this and go everywhere.
He said that. Abundance.
In any way that you can go with it, go with it.
Into the marketplace. Start this app and inspire. Guess what? It's still rooted in God.
Go.
It's rooted.
Do it.
Do that.
Do it.
that. Mm. Like, do it. It's just a salon. No. It's rooted in God.
You know how many women go to salons and get their hair
and cry.
It's a therapy session. What? You need
while you're uplifting yourself.
What are you talking about?
It's crazy.
It's what all are you connected. Talking about?
That's still purpose. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need her to be an actress. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need her in that industry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need her voice in there. I need her energy in there. Because I'm in there. Man. I need to be in there. Mm-hmm. So I need to get her there because I'm in her.
Literally how we're talking right now, y'all. We're in the middle of the Barclays Center.
Screaming at each other.
We're talking. We stood there for 3 hours.
Hitting each other.
We did not watch this. We didn't turn around for one song. 3 hours.
Crying. Saying thank you for saving my life.
Hallelujah.
That hallelujah set me free. That hallelujah set me free. I ain't gonna hold you.
Because hallelujah is the highest praise.
Yeah.
When you say hallelujah, there's nothing above saying.
There's nothing higher.
We
stood in the middle of an arena, y'all.
That was powerful.
I'm like, all these people looking at the show. And we're in the heart of this arena talking about our purpose and praising God.
Crazy.
And that is literally a physical representation of what we're going to do in this industry and in our culture and in the world. We're going to be in the heart of the bullshit.
Mm.
In the heart of it.
Doing us.
Looking like we're...
Letting our light shine.
We look like we in here.
Yeah.
We look like we of the industry.
We look like we in it.
What our Balenciaga.
That is real, B.
I get it.
I look like I'm in here.
Yeah, because I need y'all to... Let me get in.
Go ahead and get those Balenciagas.
Yeah.
Cool.
I need you to look like you in there.
Yeah. Get in there.
Get in there.
You look like you one of them.
Yeah.
Get in there.
I need you to be in there.
Represent.
And then when you there, it's just a different...
It's different, bro.
Live your life. Be yourself.
Be yourself.
When you there, be yourself.
Just be you. Literally, that was a physical representation of what we're doing in our career and our
literally
purpose, in the heart of this shit.
Literally. And when we were in there, I felt so like
in there.
But God was just like, don't take this for granted. Mm-hmm.
It's not normal.
Do not. You need to have when I say he kept telling me have reverence for this moment.
Mm-hmm.
This is not normal.
Mm-hmm.
This is a divine moment.
Be here
and be thankful.
Yep.
Wow.
And remember this. When you feel in some type of way, remember this when you're tired.
Uh-huh.
Remember this when you're doubting. Uh-huh. Remember this when you feel. Remember this.
Motivated.
I want to bring you. I needed you to experience this so I could bring you back to this.
Yeah.
And never forget that.
Yeah.
I said, I looked at y'all. I said, I will never take this for granted.
Yeah.
And I said, and I will be damned if
you said,
ever
I will
let
kill
somebody.
My flesh. Yep.
What?
Yeah. You said, I refuse for my ego to get in the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I refuse.
And I agree with that. Same.
I refuse.
Same.
To let anybody play with us.
Same. Yeah.
You're not going to play with this.
Yeah.
You're not playing with this.
Yeah.
You will treat this for
as
what
such.
It is.
Yeah.
You
as
will
such.
Respect
yeah.
it yeah. for as what such. It is.
Yeah. It's yeah. different. This is different.
Because it's not ours. It's like when you have somebody else's child, you are more like,
just
scared.
Like right. No.
This,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're a little bit more cautious. You're a little bit more alert when it's somebody else's. This ain't ours.
This is not ours.
It doesn't belong to us.
This
and
is
the
a
fact
rental
that
car.
It was entrusted
Ooh.
To us,
a
I gotta
car?
Be guarded over
Literally.
That.
Literally. You gotta take care of it.
I have to take care of it.
Because you're gonna come back and get it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I want to make sure that it's actually
it's right.
better.
Yeah. It's better Ooh. Than when you gave
I
it
I
want to
make
me.
Sure that it did what it was supposed
I
to
did
do.
What
it gave what it was supposed to give.
Yeah. Gave what it was supposed to give.
I want to make sure.
Literally.
That when you come and get
literally.
It.
Literally.
I did. I followed the instructions.
Yeah, literally. Because that's all we're going to do is pass it on.
Because
we're not
going to
be here forever.
Because it's not mine.
It's
so
not
the owner
mine.
Is going to come back and get it.
That's yeah. it.
And how will he find it?
That's it. That's
and when
it.
He find it, what does it look like?
Yeah.
Did you do what you were supposed to do?
Did it reproduce?
Yeah.
Does it reproduce?
Did you plant the seeds?
Did you plant
the seeds? What are the fruits of that?
What are the fruits of that?
What are the
fruits?
Y'all, the
what
fruits.
What are the fruits?
Literally, I really feel like if you don't know if God is present, if you don't know, is this an area I could be doing more? If you don't, like, if you have doubts in certain areas of your life, pay attention to the fruit that is
beautiful. What is it producing?
That is so good,
because
that's
what it is.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Ash.
That is what it is. God wrote that down, and I'm like, He, I think it was Michael Todd. He did a sermon where he had grapes on a plate, and I was like, you know, it's a vine with a little bit of grapes. It's a vine with more grapes. It's a a vine would fill with some good grapes, and then it's just an empty plate. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, where am I? I'm like, how much fruit do I really produce? Mm-hmm. And then let me think about the fruits of the spirit, because mm-hmm. there's nine of them. Mm-hmm. So from those mm-hmm. nine fruits of the spirit, am I really gentle? Mm-hmm. Am I really faithful?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do I really have love?
Patience? Like, come on.
Do I have self-control?
Do I have mm-hmm.
Like, for real, mm-hmm. pay attention to the fruit. And I started looking.
Bro. That's really
self-examining.
In situations.
Yes.
Yeah. Did I have the fruits of the spirit?
Did I have the fruit?
Because it's easy to play the victim game. Mm-hmm. They did this to me. They did this to me.
Did I have the fruit?
Did I have the fruit?
What did I produce?
Come on.
What are the nine fruits, Ash or Meg?
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control.
Faithfulness, okay.
Faithfulness, self-control.
Self-control, okay. Mm. That's good.
What did it produce?
What type of fruit is it producing?
Should I be with this guy? What has it produced?
What has it produced?
Jesus.
Stay right
should
there.
Should I be with him?
God was in my past relationship because the fruit that it produced.
Somebody, keep going.
She said, stay right there.
Stay right there.
What has it produced? Should I keep being friends with them?
What does it produce?
What type of fruit is it producing?
What does it produce?
And what does it pull out of you?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it pruning?
What mm-hmm. is it pruning out? Mm-hmm.
Because you mm-hmm. have to cut.
That's
why I got this tattoo on my leg, man. Because you have to cut. You have to prune.
Yeah.
You
have
in order to. For fruit to grow.
You have to.
Yeah.
What is it? What is this producing? Should I stay in this job? What is it producing?
What is it producing?
What fruit?
What is it?
Is it in you, in your environment?
Yeah.
Self-examination. Yeah. What yeah. is it yeah. producing?
That's good.
What are the results
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. of this?
Mm-hmm.
Of this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are the results of this?
Mm-hmm.
When I saw the results of this,
ooh, wait, you said,
kept throwing more
seed. I won't go back. I can't go back.
Ever.
What?
When I saw what this produced, no, you don't understand. I'm not talking about just this podcast. I'm talking about
this relationship.
When I saw what this produced,
it's so deep.
It's so
You see,
deep.
I'm over here. I'm like,
it's so deep.
No,
I don't
really.
Even.
It's so deep.
When I saw what this unlocked in me,
yes,
me, what this pulled out of me,
it's so deep.
Are you crazy? Things it's I never so... had to face until Megan came back in my life.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That were so needed.
Same.
Would have never faced them.
Same.
Never. From healing to forgiveness to self-reflection.
Same.
Never. Would have never done it. Would have been burying that shit.
Same.
Buried.
What are your relationships crazy. Producing?
Same.
That's wild.
That's
wild. And you have to be open to that.
Yeah.
You have to be open to grow and to listen and mm-hmm. to be like, I'm not shit. You're right.
Yeah, yep.
A humble heart posture.
A humble heart posture.
Thank you.
Yes.
I don't, you're right.
Thank you.
You're right. Like, let me look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
What is it producing?
She asked, we got into an argument one time. She says, do you experience this? Mm. Do you experience this in other relationships?
Mm.
Called my ass out.
Mm.
Do you experience this with everybody?
Is this your norm?
Is this like this is what you do?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta stop doing that.
Yeah. Mm.
That's crazy.
You need to talk to me.
Mm.
You gotta tell me.
Mm.
What do you do? What you do this?
Mm.
Oh, so you intentionally
do this.
Mm. You think you so undeserving of love.
Mm.
So you just self-sabotage.
That's mm-hmm. good.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you do?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? I'm gonna keep loving you, like, so you might as well
to.
Stop.
We're gonna keep battling because I'm not going nowhere.
She said, "This isn't an.
It's not an option.
This isn't
for me.
An
it's
option. Not an so option. What do you mm-hmm. want to do?
Mm-hmm.
This is like a literal marriage where divorce is off the table.
Literally,
a decision my has been partner.
Made. She said,
you are my life.
Literally. We're never not. This is never gonna not be.
Yes,
so what do you want to do?
And she always says that
this is never
not gonna be a thing. And I believe that about this.
Yeah.
For sure.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
That's what how
wanna
I
do?
Felt.
Yeah, like, what do you want to
like,
do?
All right, Megan.
Let's fight.
Let's
like,
talk.
What
let's
do we need to do?
We got to fight. Like, yeah. And I missed that about the, like, back in the day, it was like.
Punch this nigga. Come on.
Yes.
Fight him
out.
So we can go to the club.
Fight it out. Hit each other. All right, now let's move on.
I love you. I love you.
Come on.
But just then you got on my nerves.
I'm very much that. Like, let's just fight.
Yeah.
And let's just be done. Mm-hmm. Like, because we're not leaving each other. I'm not leaving you.
It's nothing.
When I saw what this did for me,
yeah.
Y'all don't get it, bro.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
Woo.
It don't make sense.
What this pulled out of me.
Yeah, I know. I seen it.
Oh my God, bro. Mm-hmm. I am forever changed.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Forever changed. Mm-hmm. That love is different.
It's different. It's different.
And it's like, it was so intentional.
Yeah.
How God did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
It was so meticulous. Yeah. Like, he didn't leave. He didn't miss a
thing. Every detail. He said every detail. I got it.
Every detail.
Yeah. He didn't miss nothing.
Yeah.
Down to her mom. Past with mm-hmm. you, like with you, mm-hmm. with your situation, with my mm-hmm. mental health, but to my child, mm-hmm. to you, like all the things that it meticulous.
Yeah.
He was so meticulous.
Yeah.
Down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
I feel bad. And I have my thoughts are going two ways. Like, everybody can experience, like, you can have this too. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like,
I just don't know if everybody can.
Yeah, you got a better price.
I just don't know if everybody.
It's not. It's different. Everybody is not going to feel.
It's different.
Is that a choice? Is that because we're chosen? Is that because they're not listening? Is that because they're not being obedient? How do people get this? I feel bad for women that don't have this. I feel bad. I feel bad for people that don't have this.
Because you know what it's like to have this. Because you know what it's like to have
this. I can never not have this.
Never.
Any relationship I ever have in the future from this point on, if it's not this, what are we doing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Okay, we're making money together. Great. Stay over there. Mm-hmm. Send me the contract. Yeah. I'll write the check.
Yeah.
Stay over there.
Yeah.
It has to be this. Yeah. And people that don't have this, I feel bad.
Yeah.
I cannot believe I never had this.
I feel like
in none of my relationships. I'm talking about parents, with people that raised me, my mm-hmm. sister. Mm. I'm 32.
32. Yeah.
This is a calling. This is the purpose. And we were called and we were chose for this.
Thank
but
you,
like,
Jesus.
How do people have this? How?
What? It goes back to what we were talking about last night.
And I'm thinking out loud. I'm asking that question. Yeah.
It goes back to what you said last night. We all attracted it. Like,
yeah.
It starts with your self journey.
We
made room for it.
And you said it too last mm-hmm. night. You said we all aren't, or maybe it was today, but mm-hmm. you said we all paid the price.
Yeah.
Individually, we all paid a price.
A price.
And stayed committed.
Committed. Ooh.
She stayed for us. Like, she
yep.
stayed.
Yep.
She didn't
yep.
leave. We all
yep.
left
yep.
our hometown.
She stayed in Atlanta.
She stayed and waited.
And that was always a thing for me. I was like, I don't want to have to leave Atlanta to make it. I'm like, I know so many creators, and there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
Yeah.
But there are other way more other opportunities in other states than it is in Atlanta for creators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't want to leave.
Yeah.
Like, something just
told you to stay.
I'm staying.
She waited.
I don't want to go.
She waited. Like,
that's crazy.
She waited.
And the waiting process wasn't easy. She felt like she was
lonely. She said, I felt lonely before y'all.
Lonely. I didn't feel seen.
Yeah.
But I really like that point, even you thinking out loud, because
it's like I'm trying to figure it out right now. Like, I've never thought about it like that. Because, you know, I'm so optimistic. Manifest. You can have whatever you want. It's like, is this... Obviously, we were chosen.
Yeah.
But is it also because of our obedience?
It's obedience for sure.
It's a lot of obedience.
God used that as a heart posture check for me, because it was a time where, well, this is more recent than not trying to say it was a time as if it was longer than what it
right.
was.
Right. There was a time where last week.
It was a time about 10 minutes ago.
Because I'm like,
well, I cussed a bitch out. <so. laughs>
He's still working.
No, but.
Me.
I had seen this sermon, Get Your Hopes Up. And I was like, what area of my life? My best friend Vanessa, she was like, she was like, what area in your life do you need to get your hopes up? And I was like, I really need to get my hopes up at believing that other people around me can have what it is that I'm experiencing.
Mm.
So how we're talking
relate,
about this,
yeah.
I did not, this was a heart posture check. Like, God was like, you trusted me to do it for you, and I'm not a respecter of person.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
So why don't you think that this is not possible for other people?
Because
this is possible for every other person.
Exposure.
It doesn't look like this for everybody.
Yes.
But everyone can experience what we are experiencing.
Yes.
It may not look like this.
Mm-hmm.
It may not look like this.
Yeah.
It may not look like that.
Yes.
Yeah. It might be two guys.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
It might be. Yep. It may not look just like this.
It might not be a team. It might be mother-daughter.
It might be.
It might be.
It might be family.
It might be family.
It might be husband and wife.
It might be husband-wife.
We are telling you the experience that we are having. Of having God in our
relationship. Your purpose
in your relationships. Like, our relationship is rooted in our purpose.
Wow.
And if I'm committed to my purpose, there ain't no way I'm not committed to you because this is rooted in that.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like no matter where you turn, I'm there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then that's
and
the
then
answer.
My commitment to you affects my purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I gotta stay committed.
So I gotta stay committed. I have to.
Yeah.
It's bigger than this.
Because this affects
it's bigger
that.
Than the way I feel today.
But when I say it's so there, like when I say it is a not that it's not, it's work.
Yeah.
But when I say the work, it's like literally when you don't have a choice to go to work, you go to work.
Yeah. You go.
And you do the work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you, right? Mm-hmm. It's that type of.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Yeah.
Work. Do.
Do it.
Do it.
Yep.
It's
B.
not like I'm,
yep,
you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like it is so, I'm so committed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I told y'all in the car, I feel enslaved to this, like to my purpose.
Yeah.
I feel in.
Yeah,
and it feels good.
What?
And it feels good. It feels good.
I told Desi that. Desi was like, yes. He was like, yes, that.
It feels great.
It feels good.
It feels good.
It feels good to know. It feels good to know for sure.
Yeah.
That feels good.
Because the feeling of not knowing.
Yeah. That uneasy feeling of confusion.
Lost.
Yeah, lost.
To not know.
Keep
asking,
what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
What is my purpose? Yeah,
that's
what?
Lost.
That is the worst feeling.
And to know it.
Yeah.
And to know it.
And then to know it.
Yes, to experience
that. Like 100%.
That. And then to experience the.
And, yeah,
and then to and experience the know.
Yeah. That's the best.
I know.
It's that's the duality, lit. Bro. A lot. You got to experience both
sides.
You really do.
Yeah.
Like
to really value.
That's why this is important. Like you have to experience both sides and everything in between.
Yeah.
Because it's not just hot and cold. It's hot.
Lukewarm.
It's
lukewarm.
Right. And then it starts getting a little bit more chilly. Then it's chilly. Now it's freezing.
Freezing.
Cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's
now
levels
below zero.
To this. It's not just hot and cold.
Ooh, it's levels to this. There's levels to this.
It's levels to this.
It's levels to this.
Right.
And as long as you stay consistent through it all, through every level, the experience becomes a lot more easier.
Yes.
All right, you guys. Wait. I know y'all upset. I know we cut it off too quick. We got an hour left of this conversation. But guess what?
You can only get it
on Patreon.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not. Like, you know
we
what?
Gotta that's give like, it to our campus
we gotta
family.
Give it to the family. I mean, everybody's a family. We gotta give it to Chain Gang.
To Chain Gang,
they deserve that.
They deserve.
Part three.
Listen, you don't gotta miss out. Go to Patreon right now. Subscribe to our Patreon right now, guys. Listen, we are opening ourselves up, being extremely vulnerable, extremely transparent, and that is sacred. So we want you guys to go to where we feel safe to have those conversations, and that's on Patreon with our close
where
Chain
we're building
Gang
this
family,
family tree. Like so literally, we're building a family tree there.
Now, go now.
Go to Patreon to see part three.
We love you guys.
We still got an hour left of this conversation. Do not miss it.
Don't
it's
miss
so
it.
Good. Head over to Patreon. Mwah. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
Keep it going. Go to the website KnowForSurePod.com and follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.